Let's speak now to Bruce Williamson from the group Rail Future. It represents rail users. Bruce, good morning. Now, it sounds very exciting. They've said there's challenges. What's your reaction to this news?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of, I think, give it a cautious welcome. Basically, any sort of improvement in service, an increase in choice, an increase in the number of trains running and the routes available has got to be a good thing for passengers, I think. It doesn't, even though it does duplicate some of the services available by GWR, the principle behind what are called open access operators is that they don't compete. So the basic route that they're proposing is a route that isn't served. So Taunton via Castle Carey and Melksham to Swindon. So normally if you went from Taunton to Swindon, you go via Bristol. So this is a different route to get there.
The rail regulator says that, as you say, it needs to add those different services to not be the same as what's already offered. So what does that really mean for passengers then? Does it matter that you can get to Swindon a different route than normal? What do you think the impact is on rail users?
Well, it's this issue of choice and frequency, I suppose. So if you turn up at Taunton and you want to go to Western, you might be able to use Go Up instead of GWR. One of the concerns I have actually is about the sort of complexity from the passenger's point of view in terms of ticketing. So if you just buy an ordinary ticket, will you have the choice to just use whichever train turns up, or will there be sort of certain tickets are only valid on certain trains, and you have to sort of book in advance? We have an incredibly complex ticket system in the UK, and you don't want passengers caught out. You just want to buy a ticket and get on a train and make it as simple as possible.
Speaking as a regular user of a small station, I live in Burnham-on-Sea, so Highbridge and Burnham is my local station. We get one train an hour in both directions. Would this mean, I'm trying to get your, obviously you don't know what the timetabling is going to be because you're not part of Go Up, but what do you think the impact might be? I know you said they're about different trains and ticketing, but as far as timetables go, what do you think the impact might be on a station, for example, like Highbridge?
Well, we'd certainly hope that it would increase passenger use. So if your local station has a more frequent service to a destination, then that becomes more attractive. So we hope that it would pull in more passengers and make rail more attractive.
Now, we've heard that Go Up, this company that's looking to bring in these services, is the UK's first cooperatively owned train service. That, to me, says that this has never been tried before. Now, that might be a good thing, might be, make things more difficult. What do you make of that business model?
Well, good luck to them, I think, is what I make of it. Yeah, I mean, they, as you've heard from their interview, they recognise that they've got some challenges, not least of which is to find the money to run it. You know, running a rail service ain't cheap, and hiring qualified drivers and hiring rolling stock also isn't cheap. So, they've got challenges. It might not work out, but I wish them the very best. And if it works out in the future, hopefully, but there'll be many more to follow.
The one thing which really stuck with me, or there were lots of things actually, but one thing when we spoke to a member of the group earlier on today was that he said that getting from Taunton to Frome would take around half an hour. Now, for people living in Taunton or Frome, or the intermediary stations on those lines, that is a far quicker service, even than driving from door to door. It takes well over an hour to do that. So this is genuinely going to be quite a different thing that's on offer. But if that is such a good thing, and this is, I guess my point is, wouldn't Great Western Railway already be doing that if they thought money could be made from it? You see, GWR kind of have this choice of services that they can do on this line. Wouldn't they already be doing these things if they thought there was money to be made?
Well, possibly, but you can't cover every option. And the franchising process is very complex. And I think what's happened is that, generally, in the past, when GWR or whoever has bid for a service, they've bid to run pretty much what was already running, maybe even going back as far as British Rail. It's also worth remembering, of course, that passenger numbers are on the up. compared to like 20 years ago. You know, they've more than doubled, and they are continuing to rise, even though there was obviously a bit of a blip with COVID. So, you know, there is scope for, you know, an improved passenger service with routes that might not have been viable in the past, possibly.
GoUp has until the end of 2026 to get rolling, if you like, under this this licence. There's a cut-off point in 2030 as well with the licence at the moment. How realistic do you think that is? Because as you've mentioned, it ain't cheap, to quote you, Bruce. Yeah. How realistic do you think a company, a group like GoUp, can get all this up and running?
Well, they certainly have challenges. I mean, the fact that they've sort of got this far, I think, is a good sign. I mentioned money. Money is obviously a big factor, you know, particularly for a sort of non-profit thing. So, you know, if I'm a potential investor, how do I get my money back from a non-profit? I'm sure they've thought of it all, but the regulator has a very sort of complex number of hoops to jump through to make sure that the thing is safe and viable. So, if they can jump through all those hoops, it could be a goer.
Interesting to speak to. Thank you very much. Bruce Williamson there from the group Rail Future, representing rail users. This is the news that a cooperative group called GoUp will attempt to bring in these services that we're talking about. There'll be services from Taunton to Weston-super-Mare, stopping at Highbridge and Bridgewater. From Taunton to Westbury, stopping at Castlekerry, Bruton, Froome and Westbury, as we heard, potentially making Taunton and Froome just half an hour away from each other, with also the option of stopping at Langport and Somerton if that station becomes a reality. And then another service into Wiltshire from Westbury to Swindon as well. So that's what the differences could be.